alternative trio Alt-J is a floating entity that really can't be placed into any specific genre. Their mash of indie rock, indie folk, electronic and guitar-based music establishes a very distinct sound for the band. Their poetic lyrics are inspired by history, movies, and stories uncovering the rawest form of human emotions. In this WHJ Music Spotlight, I'm digging into the work of a group of musical masterminds we know as Alt-J.
Let's desolate.
Although they formed in 2007, it wasn't until 2011 that their demo EP was released, which went by the name of Alt-J. Actually, it was just a triangular symbol accomplished by typing Alt-J on a Mac keyboard. The demo introduced four pieces of work. Their single Tessellate not only correlates with the triangular symbol they adapted as their band name, but also the complications introduced by a love triangle. The complexity of the storyline in the song is masked by a Deftones-style drum beat and an easygoing sound that is pleasing to the ears. She bruises clothes, she splutters pistol shots. Hold her down with soggy clothes and breeze blows. She's morphine, queen of my vaccine, my love, my love. In 2012, just a year after their EP, Alt-J released their first studio album, An Awesome Wave, which happened to win an award for songwriting. The singles from their EP reappeared along with 10 other songs to create this 50-minute album. Among these new songs was Breeze Blocks, which symbolically told the story of a relationship gone sour. In the simplest form, Breeze Blocks were representative of a weight crushing down on a lover who has become a drug to their other. The difficulty in letting go of such a strong emotional bond has driven the lover mad to a sickeningly twisted point. If you can hear beyond the simplistic yet progressively upbeat tune, you'll unmask a song with a finely crafted lyrical makeup. One of the most moving and ingenious songs lyrically on this album is Taro, based off the legendary historical war photographer Robert Capa. At first, the song sounds like a series of choppy jibber-jabbers from lead singer Joe Newman. The song, however, captivates the death of Capa on his final mission, which ultimately leads him to his reunion with his true love, Gerda Taro, from whom the song gets its name. Between the utilization of symbols such as pie in the song to hint at a ring to go around his true love's finger, the band also incorporates a unique indie bhangra style in the guitar break, making this one of their most memorable and undercredited songs on the entire album. After getting slammed by reviewers, being called the bland band, and losing their guitarist bass player, the rest of the members were more determined than ever. A tenacious trio formed and puzzle pieced together a second album. This Is All Yours was released in 2014, 2 years after their first album. The album shifted the reliance of guitar and bass to a higher lenience on their drummer. This expanded the sound of Alt-J, but did pull back a little bit from the lyrical trickiness found in their first album. After messing around in the studio, the band created a song that was meant to be a joke, but ironically turned into their most popular song. Left Hand Free was written in approximately 20 minutes based off a piano riff they spontaneously created. The band created the song to be completely normal, putting no personality into it and using a simple cliche drum beat. The song that was meant to be their first single of the album, but got pushed back for not being good enough, was Hunger of the Pine. This song, featuring the voice of Miley Cyrus, has an ethereal vibe with several guitar and electronic layers being added over the drum beat. The group's spontaneous ideas that popped up during writing sessions helped to create this song rather quickly. Encoded in the lyrics of the song is the idea that missing someone, or pining, can be painful physically. Perhaps the most thrilling fact of them all is how this song introduced a new sound for the band, taking on a stronger electronic perspective. Sleep my sleep, embracing you. Realization grew on me as quickly as it takes your hand to warm the cold side of the pillow. One of the luscious sounding songs instrumentally and harmoniously is Warm Foothills. This song is unique in itself to the band, as they use synthesizers, strings, and ambient sound to create an appealing listening experience. The song produces a mesmerizing effect, as singer Joe Newman and guest singers including Sivu and Leon La'Avas vocally feed off of each other, alternating every other word. In terms of the most sound-rich track off the album, Warm Foothills claims first place. Swims quietly beside me. Oh, the weeds, sway and stress. Through the progression of their new music, there's a continuity in the underlying sound of the group. Their ability to change their sound without actually changing their overall sound, paired with their captivatingly deep lyrics, make Alt-J aesthetically distinct from other alternative and indie artists. Using inspiration from emotional experiences and alluding to historical moments in movies, the band is truly unique and doesn't need any sort of genre classification to astound listeners with their sound and style. For your WHJ Music Spotlight, this has been Kendall Walter.